Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Nimja Live Light, tortured with pleasure. Whose pleasure will it be, though? Mine or yours? Will you be left with frustration, cravings, denied the release that you seek soon enough? Or will you be granted some relief if you obey? This will require your attention, your focus. And try, if you can, to not make a noise, because I am going to torture you with pleasure, with denial, with sensations. It's going to start simple. All I have to do is carefully lay you down, strip away any clothing that would get in the way, so that I can begin. Now I know that you want to see what's coming. You want to know what's going to happen. You want to focus on the various things that will drift in and out of your attention. Maybe you'll see my fingers gently moving in front of your face, teasing, hypnotizing you. Just slow movements, because I know how easy it is to put you in trance. It doesn't take much at all. You will focus. You will pay attention to every word that I'm saying. If I find your attention wavering for even a second, you will feel the consequences. So drop. Fall into that lovely state of trance, blissfully unaware of the blindfold placed over your eyes. Your ears covered, so you can hear my voice speaking through them, gentle music swelling and fading in the background. It's not very loud at all. It's just enough to give you something to focus on while I begin. Even before I retrieve any tools, just the sensation of a caress can already do so much. Skin is so sensitive after all, and a simple caress over your arm down is so easy. laying on your back gives me access to so many places. And not only do I have to use a caress, I can also use a fingernail dragging from your shoulder all the way down your arm. The deeper you go into trance, the more you will feel. Another slow stroke with my fingernails too, this time over your arm all the way down to your wrist. I can see your body responding, breathing changing. Remember, you have to stay silent. If you disobey, you will suffer the consequences. A very soft caress over your shoulder, this time over your chest and slowly circling the sensitive nipple. Further touch yet, just teasing, showing how easy it is for me to touch wherever I want. Another slow caress over your chest, circling, spiraling closer and closer to that sensitive nipple. And then a pinch, harder than you thought. Quiet. No sound. I could hear that gasp. Slow, drawn out pulls of my fingernails over your chest. Again towards your nipples, just teasing, but then stopping before I even get there. Your body will want more. Your body will need more. A soft caress over the center of your chest, flowing all the way down over your stomach, but then stopping and lifting my fingers once again, stroking over the top of your legs, going all the way down. All of this is soft, frustratingly so. A sudden pinch in your nipple is sharp and intense, and another one follows shortly after, fingernails scratching over your breast, down and stop. You feel my hand slowly stroking up this time towards your throat, closer and closer, and then gone. I know. I can tell. My fingernails of my hand start each all around your breath slowly getting closer and closer together until I pinch in your nipple harder and harder, holding it this time. Holding and holding until you're almost making noise and letting go. Good. Quiet. Still. Silent. With both hands, I start to caress all the way down at your ankles, up, my thumbs on the inside of your legs, stroking more and more up, your knees, your thighs, getting closer and closer and then pulling away, stopping. Oh. We have only just begun. A strange cold sensation against your nipples, and then a sudden pain as they are pinched intensely that doesn't let go. And by the time you feel my fingernails over your arms stroking down, you realize that there are clamps on both your nipples. The chain connecting them allows me to just gently tug on both of them at the same time while my other hand caresses between your legs to tease you, getting nowhere near where you want it, need it, crave it. Just as quickly the clamps are released, and the strange relief of your nipples is almost as painfully pleasurable as when I put them on. Silent. Stay still. That's better. If you cannot stay still, I'm going to take it all away. I'm going to take the pleasure and the pain away, and you will feel nothing. Silent. If you do well, I might let you orgasm. Soft strokes of my fingernails start on your thighs and pull down sharply, making sure there's a delicious mix of pain and pleasure in the movement. And with my hands, I squeeze your thighs. Not quite painful, just strong. Letting you feel how powerless you are. In your ears, you can still hear the soft music playing. Your mind mush with the sensations. Your eyes unable to see. And then there's a physical silence. While my words continue, there's no touch, no presence. You can't hear me move, you can't feel the heat of my body nearby. But you know that you must obey. Stay still. Silent. Don't move. The touch of my fingertips over your nipples is soft but almost makes you jump with a suddenness, and it disappears immediately. Another sudden stroke of my fingertips between your legs, going up and then stopping. You feel a hand placed on the center of your chest, pressing down, making breathing a little harder, but not in any way too difficult. Just feeling controlled. And when I lift that hand, the breath afterwards feels so good. Pinching your nipples sharply as you gasp, then running my fingernails sharply down your sides. Good. Quiet. I haven't even touched anywhere close to where you really want to be touched right now. I'm just toying, torturing you with pleasure, with sensations and the absence of sensations. If you want the release, you will have to earn it. Be good, be quiet, be silent. There's a stinging sensation on your inner thigh as a spank suddenly hits you sharply. It feels so much more painful than if it were on your ass. And another spank on your other thigh feels quite stingy as well. You can tell that I'm observing you, almost waiting for you to squirm or moan or otherwise make noise. A slow caress of my hands over your inner thighs gets closer and closer to that sensitive area. But no, I'm still denying you the pleasure. My hands slide over your sides and slowly grab full on over your chest, pinching your nipples, and let go. A little spank on your nipples is enough to test your desire to be quiet. We'll see how well you can remain silent. You feel my breath on your chest, moving to your nipple. You feel the warmth of my exhale so very close. You know what's going to happen. My teeth very slowly close over your nipple, making sure you can feel each and every increase in pressure. And just before it is too much, just before you want to shout out in pain, I let go and blow softly over it, The release of the pain is sweetly pleasurable, and a wave travels through your body. The warmth of my breath over that now very sensitive nipple is quite nice. Pain and pleasure can dance together so easily when your body and mind are in the right place. Another spank on your thighs reminds you of how sensitive it is there. Let's see if you can handle the rest. You hear some things being moved as it's difficult to be completely quiet, and you feel something strange strapped to your leg. A pressure between your legs makes you curious what's going to happen, but moments later a powerful vibration, a wand linked to your leg, impossible to be moved, is buzzing away between your legs, placed perfectly into a very sensitive spot. The vibration is changed to waves. Rather than constant, it goes up and down, up and down in intensity, becoming more and less, more and less. And as soon as that wave settles on your body, it is so easy for me to pinch your nipples in the rhythm, pinch them. And again, and again, and then caress softly down your skin, and caress again, and caress again. With your body being depraved and filled with desire, with your mind being mush and open to the feelings, now the real pleasurable torture can begin. It's only been seconds, not even a minute yet, and already your body is noticeably more active. But stay silent. Do not move. If you move too much, if you make too much noise, I will stop and you will not get your release. Massaging your breasts in the rhythm of the buzzing, almost teasing and pinching your nipples in sync, makes your body lift up easily in the desire, brushing against edge upon edge every time the vibration gets more intense, the frustration growing every gap, every pause between the sensations, every moment you don't feel enough. Slow strokes with fingernails from your shoulders down your arms feel electric. Your whole skin is so sensitive. And when my fingernails stroke over your legs, they almost quiver with need. The vibration keeps keeps going on and on, up and down, up and down, teasing you relentlessly. 10. Part of your body is almost relieved when you hear the number starting. 9. It almost can't take it anymore. 8. A little pinch in your nipple is just another pleasurable wave. 7. It feels so good. 6. The waves keep growing, the buzzing feels stronger and stronger. 5. You no longer have a choice but to just ride it. 4. It feels so good. 5. No, it's going away. 6. 7. 8. 9. This is torture. You were moving too much, squirming. Silent, quiet, still. If you don't stay perfectly still, you will not get your release. 10. Let's see how much you can take. 9. As the vibrations keep growing. 8. As your body gets more sensitive. 7. Feeling the edge getting nearer and nearer. 6. Teasing you with its. 5. Craving more. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I think you can do better. I can still notice you reacting. Let's see then. 10. Feel it deep without showing it. 9. Let the pleasure be so intense. 8. While your body becomes still with obedience. 7. Completely deep in trance. 6. Edging obediently. 5. Empty and obedient. 4. Still and mindless. 3. Getting so very close. 2. You're almost there. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I think you can do a little better. No pouting. That's also moving. Quiet. Still, drop, blank. 10. You can do it. 9. Mindlessly etching. 8. Deeper and deeper. 7. Feeling so much. 6. Feeling me pinch your nipples without even flinching. 5. Everything melting together. 4. So good. 3. So very close. 2. Completely deep. 1. Right there on the edge. And come for me. That's right. Very well done. Let it happen. Deeper and deeper. as you sink down. In that wonderful, blissful abyss, you barely notice how a blanket is being pulled over you so you can stay warm. As you enjoy the afterglow, you can hear these words sinking deep into your obedient mind. Well done. And you've done so well that even after you wake, you can still feel that happiness in your body. And you'll be happy to know that you can move and speak again. One, two, slowly waking, three, four, more aware, five, six, almost there, seven, eight, almost awake, and 9, 10, wake. And take a moment to take good care of yourself.